Thank you very much. The Public Policy Director for the North Dakota Farm Bureau is Pete Hanabit. Pete, what have you heard regarding movement on the farm bill in D.C.?
I've heard more discussion. It's easy to throw another state senator under the bus, but I've heard more discussion that whatever the House would like to do or whatever our senators would like to do would never get past Debbie Stabenow, the Democrat, the chairman of the Senate Ag Committee.
Right.
And so, you know, everything is held to that threshold. Will Stabenow put up with that? And since she's not our senator, I don't have to care, but it's very frustrating that you can't get something past her because she's got some idea in her head, good, bad, or indifferent, and everything has to be held to her standard. And, you know, there's at least 49 other people that maybe not don't hold that same standard.
Right.
Just to be nonpartisan, I'm sure Chairman Roberts had the same thing when he was going out, you know, and that kind of stuff. It's sad that we go through these things, and it's a human nature thing. But, you know, I've lived through farm bills since the, I hate to say, mid-'80s, and professionally since the early 90s, and it's a challenge all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And the personalities involved only complicate the challenge.
Pete, what's your perspective regarding bird flu in dairy cattle when it comes to policy?
It's troubling that we have these movement restrictions for cows that, you know, across the country. So a cow in Connecticut that has nothing to do with a herd in Texas still gets the same restrictions. That's kind of a shame if you haven't seen any symptoms of anything in your region of the country. But they want to be extra cautious and protect consumer, you know, trust. And so we get a national mandate about movement of dairy cows because of some sick cows in one part of the country that has no effect in New England. But yet those producers are suffering from the same movement restrictions. Bottom line, it's the dairy supply, the milk supply for consumers is safe. But there's concern with illness in a small, very small portion of cows in a different part of the country than where we live.
Pete Hanabit, Public Policy Director for the North Dakota Farm Bureau. What are some of the things learned by USDA and other stakeholders as they prevent the spread of the strain of highly pathogenic avian influenza in dairy cattle?
Our testing to date shows pasteurization kills virus in milk. CDC continues to monitor, but has seen no increase in foodborne illnesses. The dairy cows that have gotten sick are recovering. We will do additional testing and precautions for animals in interstate commerce. There will likely be increased testing and surveillance as this situation evolves over time.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack provided the update when visiting with reporters recently about coordinated efforts by USDA, the Centers for Disease Control, and the Food and Drug Administration to prevent the spread of the virus.
I think it's fair to say that we have been confronted with a novel circumstance with the H5N1 virus in dairy cattle, which has impacted and affected animal health, intersects with our food supply, and always in situations like this involves the health and well-being of our farmers, their families, and farm workers, as well as public health.
Some of the other findings discovered by a USDA study and monitoring.
Over the last several weeks, USDA has noted spread between cows within the same herd, spread from cows to poultry, spread between dairies associated with cattle movements, and cows without clinical signs that have tested positive. In fact, USDA has administered over 2,000 tests on samples taken from cattle over the course of the last several weeks, in addition to assisting FDA with its sampling of milk.
Also,
on April 16th, USDA's microbiologist did identify a shift in the H5N1 sample from a cow in Kansas that could indicate that the virus has had an adaptation to mammals. CDC conducted further analysis of that specimen sequence, and their assessment is and remains a low risk overall.
Yet Secretary Vilsack notes the need for continued observation and data collection, as well as feedback through recent actions such as mandatory testing of dairy cattle being transported interstate and mandatory reporting of test results.
The novel movement of H5N1 between wild birds and dairy cows requires further testing in order for us to develop a critical understanding that would support any further course of action. The federal order that we issued, we believe, is critical to increasing that information that will become available to USDA.
Rod Bain with USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack. This is Inside Agriculture. Time for one more break, and we'll be right back.